From Hollywood, with Jack Kirkwood as her guest, The Doris Day Show. Yes, this is Don Wilson speaking to you from Columbia Square in Hollywood. And here transcribed is Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Thank you, Don, and hi, everybody. You know, we're all real happy tonight because, as the song says, here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
Doesn't care if you're rich or poor,
for he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children,
that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with the Christmas cheer,
cause Santa Claus comes tonight. I've had a lot of requests for one of those bright new tunes from Walt Disney's latest picture, Peter Pan. And it seems to have a touch of Christmas to it. It's called The Second Star to the Right.
The second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's rare. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I'll know where you are, gleaming in the skies above. Lead me to the one we'll thank the little star that shines the second to the right.
Doris, a terrible thing has happened. Somebody stole my Santa Claus suit.
Stole your Santa Claus suit?
Yeah, and I was going to wear it to the party tonight. Imagine anybody doing a thing like that. It's just unheard of. Why, I'll get it. Yes? No. You did, huh? Well, thanks for calling. I'll get right down there.
Who was that, Don?
My wife. She was doing some last-minute shopping, and she saw somebody wearing my Santa Claus suit down on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, but really, Don, there are a lot of Santa Claus suits around. How can your wife be sure it was your suit he was wearing?
Oh, easy. Across the back of it in great big letters, it says, "Listen to the Jack Benny program."
For real?
Yeah, it's in my contract. Of course, in front it says, "Listen to the Doris Day Show."
Yeah. Hey, that's not in your contract.
I know, but you have a much stronger hold over me, and you're prettier than he is. But come on, Doris. Let's go down and find the culprit who walked off with my Santa Claus suit.
That must be him, Don, over there.
That's him, all right. What a low character to steal a Santa Claus suit. Come on, I'll approach him subtly so he won't get suspicious. Pardon me, Santa Claus. I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Never mind the small talk. Put something in the pot, boy.
Well, if it isn't Jack Kirkwood. Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Why? I only keep half the loot for myself.
Kirkwood, you're a lowlife, a robber, a swindler, a crook, a scoundrel.
Keep going. I'm in there somewhere.
Jack, why in the world did you steal Don Wilson's Santa Claus suit?
Oh, I wouldn't say steal. I just happened to jimmy my way into his house, and there it was.
Oh, you admit it. Kirkwood, I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
You do, and I'll jam this pot over your head so far you'll think you're wearing a Hoover collar.
Oh, now, really, boys, please. This is Christmas time. The spirit of peace and goodwill is in the air. Come on, let's be friendly, huh?
Well, I guess you're right, Doris.
Now, Jack, you come on over here and confess. Just why did you steal Don's Santa Claus suit?
Well, I'm going to the Christmas party tonight, too. But whenever I join in the Christmas carol singing, people cover their ears and small dogs whine. So I thought if I could get you two to come down here and give me a little practice before the party, I might be a smash hit.
Jack, really?
Yep.
Is that the only reason you did it, just to get us down here to practice Christmas carols with you?
Mm-hmm. Honestly. Cross my pot and hope to die.
Well, Jack, I'm sure all is forgiven.
Good, then. Step right into my office. Now, you see, I have everything all set. I have a piano and one of Santa's reindeers.
Oh, isn't he cute?
I'll say, but why do you have the reindeer?
He plays the piano. He has very limber antlers. Well, let's go. Why don't we try first?
Well, how about Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, hit it, Rudolph.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies.
With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Say, you know something? We really caught the spirit tonight.
Oh, I'll say. Oh, say, Jack. Jack, I have an idea.
Well, name it, Donald, and I'll go along with it. You know, those low notes tickle my stomach and put me in a very friendly mood.
Well, let's have Doris sing one low. All right with you, Doris?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm in a very friendly mood myself.
Silent night.
To read a letter I received from a GI in Korea. It starts, Dear Doris, I guess a lot of people back there are talking about us poor guys over here, and I'll bet they're saying it's a shame we have to be so far away from home, especially around Christmas, when home and family and friends mean so much. Well, I'd like to say that it's not really so bad. We've got warm clothes, the best equipment, good food, and most of us know what we're fighting for. But I'll tell you what would make us feel a lot better about the whole thing, and that's to know that the folks back there are really behind us, and they can prove it by writing letters. And it's signed, Sergeant George Roberts. Well, folks, I think that was a very wonderful letter. And in a little P.S. down here, Sergeant Roberts requested that I sing my favorite Christmas song. Well, Sergeant, I have many favorites, but the one I'd like to sing for you is called The Christmas Story. Christmas
it's come. Peace on earth, Merry Christmas all.
That was wonderful.
Silver bells, silver bells. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks. Dressed in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells.
Christmas time in the city.
It's Christmas time.
Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Even stoplights blinker bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells.
Now, I'd like to sing a hymn to our fighting men, wherever they may be, with the hope that in these troubled times, it may give them renewed confidence and inspiration. The Everlasting Arms, written by Martin Brunus and Paul Francis Webster.
When you love will take. it was.
The Lord is my shepherd,
I shall not want.
God is my strength and my salvation.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
There is no fear in love.
Perfect love casts out fear.
I will have no other God before me.
I will love my neighbor as my own.
Fun being on the Christmas show.
Oh, thank you, Jack. It was wonderful having you with us tonight. And now, from all of us to all of you,
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And God bless each and every one of you.
I love each moment with you. Love to be with you. Honest, I do. Where I belong, singing my songs for you.
So long, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Meltzer production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by Fred S. Fox. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures.